Hey, hey, happy Friday. Oh, now, do you know what? I've had a week of listening to people make just have excuses, and I'm kind of done. And I had a bit of a rant on social media because I'm like, you know what? All these fucking people with excuses about all these things they can't do. And it's like, you either want to do something or you don't. And like, I get it. Sometimes you go, oh, well, actually, I could do that, but I can't be bothered. Right. And that's just the truth. You know, you go, well, look, I could go for a run. I could go to the gym. I could get fit. I could fucking eat a salad. I could save my money. I just can't be fucked. Right. So that's honest. At least that's honest. But people are like, oh, I can't lose weight. I'm like, I call bullshit on that. You know, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm like, and people want to give me, everyone's lugging around this big bag of bloody reasons why shit won't work. And I'm sick of it. I've just been noticing so many people opening up their bag of bullshit, which is pretty much what it is, going, oh, you know, like I really want to do this, but I can't. And I can't because of this, and I can't because of that, and I can't because of this. And they just want to run around proving to you how hard their life is and all the reasons why they can't do things. Now, I know they genuinely think they can't do these things. Like, I actually get it. They believe they can't. And they think that what they're saying is the truth. But actually, it's just a whole bunch of bullshit, you know? And I'm like, I wish people could find a way to look at things and go, how could I do that? How could I make it possible? So rather than, I can't sell my house, how could you sell your house? Right? I can't find a new job. How could you find a new job? Like, what could you do? And, you know, we have so many more options than we realize, you know? And it's like, I reckon most things are pretty simple. I think the thing is people are not prepared to do what they have to do to make those things happen. You know? Like, and so people say, like this, I was talking to this woman who was going, oh, I can't sell my house. And I'm like, no, no, I think you can sell your house. That's not actually a true statement because you can sell your house. So you're telling yourself, I can't sell my house. You can sell your house. You can't sell your house for the money you want for it. That's a different sentence. You know, it's like, you can sell your house. I'll buy it right now for a dollar. So you can sell your house, but you've got all these things. I can't sell my house for the price I want. And it's the way we frame things and the way we look at it. And when you're running around, I was having a conversation this week with someone who was telling me they had no money. I got no money. Oh, and I really want to do this, but I got no money. I got no money. And I'm like, okay, cool. And you know, it's not true. I said, it's not true. Open up your internet banking. She opened up her internet banking. She had $6,000. I said, you have got money. Well, no, no, but that's not what this money's for. You know, that money is put aside. I said, yeah, but the actual statement, I don't have money, is not true. You do have money. So stop lying to yourself. Like, oh, I can't get fit. No, you can. And we keep telling ourselves these bullshit stories over and over. And I think if you, you know, it's fine to be honest and go, I really want to be thin, but I can't be bothered. So I'm just going to eat chips. You know, that's honest, isn't it? Or I really want to, you know, get fit, but actually it's raining and I can't be fucked putting a raincoat on, so too bad. But don't tell people you can't do things. And we've got to be so careful of our language. I'm a bit of a language police person. I just listen to the words people use all the time and I'm like, I know I'm annoying and I know when I annoy people because I'm listening to people and then I go, have you just heard that you've just said can't four times in the last three sentences? They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And people don't want to know that. But, you know, there's all these reasons why people think they can't do things. And I think it was Henry Ford said, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. And I just love that. And I think belief is so important. And what we believe and what fucks us up is mostly our beliefs. Our heads get in the way. It's like you think of the stories you keep telling yourself. All of us are just a big pile of bloody stories, right, that we keep telling ourselves over and over. Like, oh, I'm not very fit, or I'm not organized, or I'm like, are they useful stories? Are they useful stories? What's a story you want to tell about yourself? What's a story you'd like to be able to tell? Would you like to be able to say, I used to have no money and now I have saved enough money to retire in the way that makes me happy. Like, is that a story you want to tell people? Then go do that. And then you get to tell the story. Do you know what I mean? If you go, oh, well, I want to tell the story that I just backpacked through Southeast Asia, well, go do that. What do you need to do? And we've got to know what stories we want to tell. And we've got to stop telling ourselves fake stories. Stop lying about yourself. That's what I said to this woman this week. Just don't lie. You're lying. This is not true. And we make up so much shit. We make up stories about other people. Oh, they're not going to talk to me. Oh, they're not going to like me. Oh, I'm like, oh my God. You know, we make up all these stories all the time. And we are meaning-making machines. Humans are meaning-making machines. We make everything into a meaning. But the biggest problem is the sack of bullshit we're carrying around with us. The sack of stuff that when someone goes, oh, why don't you do this? Oh, I can't do that. I can't because I've got a lease on my apartment. I can't do that because of this. I can't do that. How could you? That's my question. How could you? And take away all the barriers and go, how could I? And you go, God, I don't know. How could you? Well, I could sell my house for a dollar. Do I want to sell my house for a dollar? No. Right? So the story is I can't sell my house or I'm struggling to get the money I need out of my property. And so it's not selling at the moment. That's true, but I can't sell my house is not true. Do you see the difference? And some of you are going, oh, there's no difference. Yeah, it comes the same. I think there is a difference. So that's my rant this week because I have noticed it everywhere. Everywhere. You know, everywhere. Like, I've started line dancing. And I said to a friend of mine, oh, you should come to line dancing. It's amazing. Well, I can't go to line dancing. I said, why not? Oh, because I don't finish work till 5. I'm like, okay, but what if you said to your boss on a Thursday, can I start half an hour earlier so I can leave at 4:30 because I'd really like to join a line dancing group? It's possible. You know, I think Emily Dickinson said, I dwell in possibility. I just refuse to believe shit's not possible until it's really not possible. And I think we need to step into that. So there you go. That's my rant. That's my big rant today. Open up your bag of excuses. Have a good look at them. Are they real? Are they stories you've made up? Is it just a load of shit you're carrying around with you and none of it's true and you're tricking yourself? God, nothing worse than gaslighting yourself. There you go. That's my thoughts for a Friday. I want you to examine all your thoughts, examine all your excuses. What is getting in the way of your life? Really, truly, what's getting in the way? That's what I want to know. Well, happy Friday.